Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of November 26, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Have a little note here from Drew Malone in his own words on what Camp Courageous means to him. He writes, "Every year is very fun, and each year is more fun, and every year I meet new people. The counselors are great too. Toby has been there a long time, and this last time at camp made a special effort to come and see me. That meant a lot to me. It's great to be able to take a break from my regular life, like a vacation. Since I've been going since I was 5 years old and I'm 31 now, I highly recommend it to everyone." And that was, once again, is from Drew. He says, "Thank you so very much." This comes from Drew's sister. She writes, "Drew doesn't have many friends and has a hard time just being himself when out and about because he feels he'll be judged. At camp, he makes new friends every year. He has one friend he met at camp years ago, and luckily they were in camp together quite a few times, so they've kept in contact over the years. He gets to be just himself without being self-conscious and without everyone judging him. Everyone loves it." Camp Courageous has also been a savior for when Drew's grandma and father passed away. Camp Courageous made space for Drew to come immediately afterwards. It was a savior because he could go somewhere and release some of his pent-up emotions, be with people like him, and just be Drew. P.S. Thank you. We lost our mother in July of 2020. I'm self-employed, and I now have to work less to be home with Drew more, so money is very tight. I'm still trying to figure it all out. Mom was his sole caregiver before. I can't express how grateful we are for your contributions." And that comes from Tracy Malone. Drew is such a hit here at Camp Courageous, and it's always a treat to have Drew come back to camp. Camp Courageous has entertained hundreds of campers with special needs with their annual holiday parties this past week or two. Campers enjoyed lots of activities, lots of food, and Santa visit with the hundreds and hundreds of campers, their families and staff, along with handing out hundreds and hundreds of gifts. The next 2 weekends, Camp Courageous has large respite care weekends planned, where parents and care providers can drop their children off with special needs on Friday and pick them up again on Sunday. It's always a great weekend full of activities. And once again, a reminder that emergency respite care is available 24/7, 365 days a year at Camp Courageous. The travel campers had a wonderful time at the performance of Meet Me in St. Louis at the Theater Cedar Rapids. They took their typical picture. They had a nice lunch beforehand. They were served hot chocolate. It was just a great performance. Everyone was transfixed with all the performers that sung beautifully, and they were particularly taken back by the song that Judy Garland famously sang, "Have Yourself a Merry Christmas." It was performed by an 18-year-old who enchanted the entire audience with her amazing rendition of the song. Many campers were wiping their tears after the song was over. When the performance was completely over, the cast received a standing ovation from the audience members and the campers who enjoyed the show to the max. The 2023 camp schedule is available. You can go to camp's website at campcourageous.org and take a look at the different dates that are all set up. Programs this past week or so, we appreciate the opportunity to give a program about Camp Courageous to our friends at Musco in Oskaloosa. They helped us with the mini pitch over at our Maudie Purpose Field. Great folks, great supporters of the camp, and we appreciate all that they've done for Camp Courageous. We're looking forward to giving a program to the Davenport Morning Optimist this coming Tuesday. They have been longtime supporters of the camp, and it's always fun to go and visit with them, give them a little update on what's going on at Camp Courageous. A big thank you to longtime supporters Harold and Joanne Annis, who donated a foosball table. It's in the basement of Durgan, a big fun activity for all the campers, and the Annises go way back with us with the Two Rivers Good Sams and great supporters for the past 30 years. We received this nice note from Rocky Shepherd from New Leader Manufacturing in Cedar Rapids, and Rocky is the CEO and president of the company. Rocky writes, "For more than 83 years, New Leader Manufacturing has been committed to giving back and improving the lives of those around us. Our communities are filled with people, organizations, and causes doing great things that continue to inspire us to do more. We are proud to support Camp Courageous and the incredible opportunities they provide those they serve. So a big thank you to Rocky and the whole group out there at New Leader Manufacturing. Today's final day for Fuel Iowa's roundup for Camp Courageous. We appreciate all those folks that participate in that. It's also, we're in the final days of the Dubuque area Quick Stops in Dairy Queens, benefiting Camp Courageous with canisters on their counters. Camp's largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale, is now open year-round, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 and on Saturdays from 9 to noon. Another big change is from now to Christmas on Wednesdays, it'll be open till 7 o'clock. A big thank you to all the volunteers up there, all the people that shop, and all the people that donate. You can see the latest locations for fruitcakes and cocoa bombs. It's at Camp Courageous' website at campcourageous.org. A big thank you to Eloise Dennis. She lives at Lewis Bottoms in Linn County. She donated a mint condition 2013 Fiat 500 Arbuth. With less than 3,000 miles on, you'll probably be seeing it around next year, as we will more than likely raffle it off. Dr. Robert Dennis, her late husband, was watching Jay Leno, and Jay Leno was featuring this car and was sold on it, and now it's been given to camp, so we are much, much appreciative of that. The need of the week is office paper, just your standard 8.5 by 11 white paper. With all the camper schedules and everything coming out, we go through a lot of that. We hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Camp Courageous hopes you have a great week to come, and we are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.